Okay, you're recording?
Not that I don't really use my computer during the day, but there's things that I'm like.
I couldn't get my, I always wanted to collect the internet.
Yeah, my husband did. I had something that was like, it changed my date and time, but it was messing with my firewall settings. Her dinosaur computer, so.
Work computer is not.
Be back in session.
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay. Okay, thank you. We are back in open session and we are on item number four of section three. Right, section four, just kidding. Thank you. Okay, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead, so I'll let you start.
Okie doke. Do you have any update you'd like to give us before I start with my question?
Sure, a few updates. Dr. Belcanta does have a sponsor. The sponsor did send a copy of a letter to Victoria through our office. We can have it sent directly. Sponsor's not particularly tech savvy, but the letter is with the board. So we do have evidence of a sponsor. She also has been attending the meetings as required and is keeping a log. She did have a dental issue and recently, and so it interrupted her meetings, but she is back on the three meetings a week at this point. And we can provide logs if need be on that. Other than that, and this is really more of an overall kind of global conversation, is that she is out of money. She is literally has no resources. And so there are some cost items related to compliance for this interim agreement that she has some significant issues meeting right now. And this is something I had permission to disclose. I'm not charging right now. I'm here because I think she needs the support of counsel. I want to continue to do that. But this is a situation in which she does not have resources. She is in a lapsed status. And so our hope is we can find a way to be creative here that will allow her to get back on her feet, come back and reapply when she even has the basic money to pay Dr. Shaya for the completed report that he has not released, and also to allow her to comply with any other requirements. She has scraped together the money necessary to go see Dr. Siegel for her counseling. She has done that. But I mean, the drug testing and the other requirements are at a point where they're breaking her financially. Just to give you a sense, you know, she is dealing with financial constraints in every aspect of her life right now. So given that she's in a lapsed status, I hope we can be creative. It may require, when she ultimately does reapply, the board requiring something for her to show evidence of continued compliance as best to her ability. But we just want to be very direct with the board as to where she finds herself right now. And this was, I mean, and this is something that we did preview of a concern, which was her being in a lapsed status or in a suspension status. It is problematic for her to be able to generate the resources she needs to, because she's not in the field of veterinary right now, to be able to pay for the things that get her back into the field of veterinary. So we're sort of in a loop right now.
Dr. Belcanta, are you working anywhere right now?
No.
Okay. So I feel like we've had this conversation before, though,
yes.
Too, where, I mean, I understand why you would be out of funds, because you haven't been working now for how long? At what point are you going to seek, we've talked about this each meeting, when you're going to seek some kind of employment, even if it's not what you want, but.
Yeah, I have been trying. I have driven Lyft.
Pardon?
I have done Lyft driving.
Okay.
And then somebody tried to rob me, so I'm not doing that anymore. It's very dangerous. I am selling pretty much everything that I own so that I can help pay my rent and try to help pay these bills, try to pay for all these tests that you guys are requiring me to go do. And I have had COVID since the beginning of the month, so.
Have you looked at employment
yes.
outside, like
right
a grocery store employment, any kind of other employment? There's so many businesses out there
hiring. Nobody wants to hire a doctor for a job that they think they're not going to stay at. I even tried applying to deliver pizza, but not hiring.
Do you have evidence of those applications that we can look at and see, and denials of those applications? Because I know a lot of places are hiring. I can't imagine even temporary work. I mean, this has been going on since July.
I understand
that, like I said, it can be hard to make an appropriate wage as a doctor when you're not practicing as a doctor. But I mean, I have a hard time believing that no one's hiring.
Well, and then, Madam Chair, members of the board, perhaps, I'm not sure if you have a definitive proposal to make on the resolution of this at this juncture, or if you're just going to defer to the board.
Well, I would invite some conversation about it. I mean, the issue is she's not presently licensed. She's in a lapse status due to being under investigation while her license expired. So she's sort of in this unique situation. I think that if she were to reapply and file the paperwork for reapplication, that would empower the board to then look at that application and determine if the things that she has done up to the application date or up to the consideration of the application is consistent with what the board would want to see before granting that reinstatement. I don't think the board actually necessarily has to take action because she's in lapse right now. So one option you have is to allow the lapse to continue and put the ball back in her court to reapply at that point. And then you get to make the decision of, has the things she has done in this interim period satisfied the board's requirements?
Okay. Mark?
I hate to propose this, but you may want to go into executive session to go through some options.
Yes. Okay. So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Advice. Sorry.
So, okay. Go into executive
Sorry,
session
folks.
Again.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Is there a second to that?
Yeah, I second.
So, sorry, all those in favor?
Oh.
Aye.